It's time for another episode of the Laura Santo podcast, where we celebrate the world you see. And now your host, Laura Santo. Welcome to another episode of the Laura Santo podcast. I am so excited. Today, we're going to be doing something a little different on the podcast. We are going to be doing a live healing coaching session using a technique called time techniques, which is super powerful, a technique that I love using. Time stands for time integration for maximum empowerment. It's a set of techniques born under the field of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. It's a powerful technique because it allows us to release things from the past without having the client go back and associate to it. So it's really not painful because they don't need to remember the root cause for them to be able to release it. And we use it for many different things, some of them being eliminating specific problems rooted in the past or future, releasing negative emotions, undoing limiting decisions, which are the root cause of limiting beliefs and other problems, releasing anxiety, releasing a phobia, and putting a goal into our future. We're going to do a little bit of most of that today. So welcome. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited. So when you're ready, we'll just get started.
Sounds good.
So what we're going to do first, we're going to elicit your timeline since you've never worked with your timeline before. So I'm going to get you to close your eyes.
Okay.
Take a deep breath. I have a feeling if I were to ask your unconscious mind, and when I use the word unconscious mind, I mean subconscious mind, I'm just going to use it interchangeable. Where is your future and where is your past? That you'd point in a certain direction, like front to back, side to side, up and down, or in some direction in relationship to your body. Now, it's not your conscious, logical, thoughtful answer that I want. It's your natural, unconscious answer I want, your first impulse. So if I were to ask your unconscious mind, where is your future? What direction would you point?
Forward, like in front of me.
Okay, good. And where is your past?
Behind me.
Take a deep breath. Shake it off. And when you're ready, you can come back into the room.
Okay.
What I'd like you to do now is just go ahead and close your eyes again and think of your timeline. Now, when I say timeline, I don't only mean something you see, because in a moment, I'm going to ask you to float above it. And by float, I also mean as sound waves float on the wind, as you might float in a pool or a bathtub. However, you imagine your timeline is just perfect because it's yours. So go ahead now and just float above your timeline. Make sure to look through your own eyes instead of seeing your own self floating. Now, staying above your timeline, I'd like you to just turn and face the past. Just turn so you're facing the past and just float back into the past. At the unconscious level, there's no concept of time. So your unconscious can take you there as quickly as you like. You can take as much or as little time as you like. Just go ahead and flow right back in the past as far as you'd like and give me a nod when you're there. Good. Now go ahead and turn around back towards now, facing the future, and just go ahead and flow right onto the future. Remember, at the unconscious level, there's no concept of time. So you can take as much or as little time as you like. Just go ahead and flow right into the future as far as you'd like and give me a nod when you're there. Good. Turn around and face now. So you're facing back into the past. And now I want you to float way up into the air. In fact, float so high that your entire timeline seems only to be an inch long. And when you're there, just go ahead and float all the way back to now. Just float right back down into now and come back into the room. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Feeling good? So we're going to start with resistance because that's the emotion that you chose. So is it all right for your subconscious mind, your unconscious mind, for you to release this resistance today and for you to be consciously aware of it now?
Absolutely.
Good. Now ask your subconscious mind, what is the root of this feeling of resistance?
Worthiness.
Which, when disconnected, will cause this feeling of resistance to totally disappear. So you said worthiness. If you were to know, was it before, during, or after your birth?
During.
During? Got like goosebumps.
Me too.
So just go ahead now. You can close your eyes if that feels like you're going to have a little more easiness. We're going to get in touch with your timeline now. So I want you to float above your timeline and turn around and face that past. And go ahead and float back into the past above the event. And when you get there, just notice the event and give me a nod. Floating there, directly over the event and looking down on it, just ask your unconscious mind what it needs to learn from this event, the learning of which will allow you to let go of this resistance easily and effortlessly. Your unconscious mind can preserve these learnings so that if it needs them in the future, they'll be there to protect you, to help you make good choices, to serve you. You may get learnings consciously, or you may just get indication that you've gotten them. When you've got the learnings now, please let me know, what are the learnings?
Well, the first one is you are enough comes up for me. And the second one is very fitting, I think, because of the name of this podcast, but Born to Rise really came up for me. And I'm like looking at my mom giving birth to me.
She's someone obviously that you look up to, and you, when you think of that woman that, not idolized, but
yeah,
like, your mom there.
It's my mom. Yeah.
Now go ahead and float back. You close your eyes. You want to lean into it a little bit more. Well before the event and above the event, and turn around to face the future. So the event is in front of you, way down below you. Now ask yourself, when you think of this old state and emotion of resistance, is it there now or is it just gone now?
It's still there.
Still there? Can you think of something positive that you want your subconscious mind to know, that you want your subconscious mind wants you to know?
I think that I am enough keeps coming up for me.
What about you? Is there something that you want your subconscious mind to know about you?
Just that you are special and you do have gifts and you just need to let that be seen.
So knowing that, don't you think it would be better for you to just let go of these emotions and let the learnings protect you?
Yes.
I love that deep breath. I feel like you're like releasing as you, because your body is the servant of your mind. So I feel like you're releasing that from your mind and your body just took that deep breath as like a response to it.
Yeah, I feel like flutters inside or something, just a bit of heaviness and energy moving.
Energy moving is a good thing. Stale energy is not what we want. So energy moving is great. So not letting go of this emotion is in direct conflict with the highest prime directive of the unconscious mind, which is to preserve the body. So even though this emotion has gotten results, it does not preserve the body. So that's why you could probably feel your body reacting to your mind releasing that. So it's hurting your body. So wouldn't it be just better to let go of this repressed emotion and to get your results in some other way?
Yeah.
So now we're going to continue. If you want to close your eyes, it's up to you, whatever you're leaning into. Now flow right back down into the event. So you're looking through your own eyes. Now check on that emotion, that stale emotion of resistance. Is it just there or is it gone now?
It's still there, but I think it's a little more in flow. Like it's not as strong.
So starting to move around a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to turn around and look towards the past. Your subconscious mind, your unconscious mind is going to send you a beam of light. Your eyes are closed, but I want you to just really be able to see this beam of light, bright enough for you to see it anywhere that you are on your timelines. I want you to nod your head when you see it. Good. Now have your subconscious mind instantly transport you back before the event. Now come back now over your timeline as quickly as you can, let go of all of that resistance, all the way back to now. Stop well before and above each event where there used to be this resistance. Apply the learning and let go of this resistance all the way back to now. Remember, at the unconscious level, time is experienced differently. So your unconscious can take as little time as it wants. Just let go of all this resistance all the way back to now. And when you get back to now, go ahead and flow down into and come back into the room.
Wow, you have a lot of shoes.
Is shoes like your thing?
One of many, yeah. Like to collect shoes, bags, makeup.
You're a true female. So can you remember a time now when you would used to feel this resistance? Go back there now and just check on it. See what's coming up for you. Is it just gone? Is there anything that's coming up that will work through as well?
Yeah, I think just releasing like any doubt or negativity surrounding who you are and what you say or how you show up. Something that keeps coming up for me too.
So when you're feeling that you're going to have, or you're going to be resistant, what are you going to be doing now differently than leaning into this resistance?
I definitely think just like taking a deep breath and just like taking the action is something that I need to do. Right. So feeling through the fear and going with it anyways. So if it's a post or showing up, you know, in your day-to-day life, just being able to express yourself in a way where it's like you're okay with the unknown of how it might be interpreted or seen by someone else, and just being comfortable enough to speak it.
So I think that flows really nicely into what we're going to work on next, which is not feeling worthy enough. Would you say that that's more specifically showing up on social media, or is just overall?
It's a mix between social media for sure and just day-to-day life.
So when you think of this limiting belief, not feeling worthy enough to just show up in your life, regardless of what that looks like, would you say that that was before, during, or after your birth?
I think it was a combo of like during and the after.
Okay. What age would you say?
Probably around like 13, 15.
Okay. Adolescence. So before we get started, I'm just going to say, just because I'm feeling it, you have really, really powerful, strong energy. And I mean that from like a compliment perspective, like that needs to be like that the world needs, basically, if that makes sense. Like you just have this like very like leader, strong female persona that the world needs. So I think even if you, we'll talk about this more at the end. Obviously seeing what's going to come up now, what we're going to do now is release the limiting decision that you have made in the adolescent stage about not feeling worthy enough. But I think even if it was just a change of perception in the sense of making it more about the people that you're meant to serve versus putting all this energy into the resistance and not feeling good enough and just kind of like using the energy for different purposes. Because your energy, the world needs, if that makes sense.
Thank you. That actually really does resonate with me because I think I do spend a lot of time more in my own head and thinking so much about why I can't. And instead of just shifting that to what I could be doing differently if I just allowed myself.
Okay. So let's see what comes up now. But that's definitely what comes up for me in that first portion. So just to go back, what we're going to do now is we're going to again work with her timeline, and we are going to release her chosen limiting belief of not feeling worthy enough. And we've concluded that the story where the story began was from an event from her adolescence. So whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
Okay. So is it all right with your unconscious mind to release this limiting decision today and for you to be consciously aware of it now?
Yes.
So just go ahead and get in touch with your timeline now. Float above your timeline so you're above the moment of now and above all the memories on the timeline, and turn around and face that past. Staying well above all the memories, go ahead and flow back into the past so you're above the event. And when you get there, just notice the event and give me a nod. Floating there, directly over the event and looking down on it, are there any negative emotions present there?
Yes.
What are they?
Fear of being seen and of being found out.
When you say found out, what does that mean exactly?
Yeah, I think there is a story about me growing up, and I was actually kind of like a secret child in a way. So there was something coming up for me around that.
So almost in the sense of that's just become your programming, really, in your comfort zone, almost
being hidden.
Okay, so let's continue with this, and then we'll go back to that after. So now just ask your unconscious mind what it needs to learn from this event, the learning of which will allow you to let go of that decision easily and effortlessly. Your unconscious mind can preserve these learnings so that if it needs them in the future, they'll be there to protect you, to help you make good choices, to serve you. When you've got the learnings now, please let me know. What are the learnings?
I almost feel like it's just kind of like, you know, keeping yourself in a comfort zone, kind of, just to like protect yourself, you know, what I was being taught.
So now go ahead and flow back well before the event and above the event, turning around to face the future. So you're before the beginning of the event and any of the chain of events that led up to it. Ask your unconscious mind what it needs to learn from this event, which will allow it to let go of this decision and to let go of any negative emotions around it easily and effortlessly. Ask yourself, now where is that old decision? Is it there or is it just gone now?
It's less there. Like, it's still kind of there, I would say, but it's definitely more in like my past. Like, I'm letting it go.
Okay. Well, I'm sensing that you're ready to let it go though. Like, you've made that decision, which I think in itself is so powerful, because what I'm getting from you energetically is that you're ready to let it go. Like, it's just, you're ready.
Yeah.
Okay. So now come back now over your timeline as quickly as you can, stop at three events along your timeline. Where had you never made that limiting decision, you would have had so much more opportunity. Stop and notice these three events and watch as they reevaluate themselves in light of these new choices and opportunities. So I'm going to give you a couple minutes to just sit here for a few minutes. You could almost even just take it as a meditative state if you wish. So I'm going to ask you to think of three events, three things in your life, whether it's today, a month from now, 3 months from now, how your life will look different as you make this decision to release this limiting belief that you're not good enough and you are not good enough to really be seen. So take your time with that.
I think I have two. I don't know about three.
Okay. I'll take your lead. So when you're ready, we'll move on. You could just give me a nod when you go to these events and you, whether it's like starting your business or the influence you're going to have on people, I want you to like associate yourself with the event, meaning I want you to really go there and I want you to just really feel what you're going to be feeling, see what you're going to be seeing, hear what you're going to be hearing. So if you need to take a couple more minutes for that. So let's just say it's a business. We haven't even really talked about what kind of business it is, but let's just say a coaching business. I want you to like hear your clients say to you, thank you so much. You have changed my life. I want you to just really, really associate with the events at that level.
Okay.
Stop at each event in position B, preserve the learnings and let go of the decision and any negative emotions all the way back to now. Remember, at the unconscious level, time is experienced differently. So your unconscious can take as little time as it wants. Just let go of that old decision all the way back to now. And when you get there to now, go ahead and flow down into now and come back into the room. So how are you feeling? What's coming up for you? Definitely. Feeling your energy changing a bit, which is like,
yeah.
I feel like you're like releasing.
Yeah, I feel like I'm releasing. I feel like I'm lighter from this experience for sure. And I definitely think that it's kind of crazy how something that I'm kind of semi-aware of in this current lifetime, but it happened from like childhood, is like coming up for me and like very vividly, like as if I was actually looking down and seeing the event. It was really powerful. And I do feel like through this process that we've just done, I do feel like things are lightening up inside, and I do feel like definitely a lot like clearer and like light about my future.
Do you feel that there's forgiveness work to be done around that event?
There definitely is a lot of forgiveness work that I think I need to work through, both with the people in it and also myself.
Definitely. Okay. So let's change gears a little bit. So we're going to elicit a goal into your future. So whatever that is, you don't even have to tell me, just be ready with it.
Okay.
So is it all right with your unconscious mind for you to put this goal into your future timeline and for you to be aware of it consciously?
Yes.
Okay. So you have that specific goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what is the very last thing that will happen to let you know that you've got this goal? So what's going to happen right before you've accomplished this goal?
In the future, you mean?
Yeah. So whatever that goal, we could, if you want to just put it out there, maybe it'll just help the process. So what's the goal that you have? The timeline, the goal.
The actual, so the goal and the timeline is to start like actually my business and my store like online this summer.
So let's work with a specific date because our subconscious mind works in pictures. So what we're going to do with this exercise is we're going to create that picture, right? So and the subconscious mind likes specific. So let's get really specific. Let's get a date, even if it's scary, even if this scares you, let's just do it. June 15th?
Yeah.
So 2021. Okay. So what's going to be the very last thing that will happen to let you know you've got this goal? So even something like you've tested a transaction and it went through or...
Yeah, like I think launching the website, making it live, getting all the colors and the fonts and everything narrowed down.
And is it going to be like apparel website?
It's going to be a mix of products for home, that kind of stuff.
Okay. So when your online store is launched, what will you see when you've achieved this?
My ads, people coming to the site and, you know, fulfilling the transactions and... you know, hearing that Shopify go ting, ting, ting on my phone.
That's some notifications. What will you hear? I guess you'll hear the ting, ting, ting. What will you feel?
Relieved that I finally did it. That excitement, that anticipation of finally getting to that point where it's like launched and it's real and it's happening.
So what I want you to do now is I want you to step into this picture and start looking at it through your own eyes. Okay. I want you to imagine a knob, like almost like a knob, like on an oven stove, just below the picture. Are we going to turn it black and white or does it want to be in color?
Color.
Is it bright?
It's bright gold.
Is it close to you or further away the picture?
It's right in front of me.
Is the picture big or do you prefer to have it small? What makes it more real for you?
It's more of just like a square, kind of like a Polaroid in front of me.
Is it focused or defocused?
It's a bit fuzzy.
Is it framed or panoramic?
Panoramic.
Is it a movie or a still?
It's a still.
Are there any sounds present?
No.
So the location you said is right in front of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said, are there any feelings present?
Just like stillness and calm.
What's the size of this location, of this feeling of calmness?
The size of it, I would say, is just average, medium.
Is there a shape?
Just square.
What's the intensity of this feeling of calmness?
It's like a 7 out of 10.
Do you know that sound that a master light lock sounds?
Yeah.
I want you to lock that into place. Now I want you to step out of the picture. So you see yourself in the picture. Take that picture we just created and float it above your timeline. Then what I want you to do is I want you to take 4 energizing breaths, like deep, deep, deep breaths. As you're taking these breaths, you're bringing the outcome to life and energizing it with your life's breath.
Okay.
So floating above that timeline, I want you to take that picture into the future to the date of June 15th, 2021, as you have specified in your SMART goal. Now let's put that goal right into your timeline on June 15th, 2021. Let's drop it that right into your timeline. Notice how everything from that moment of that goal being accomplished to the future has completely changed. And also from the moment of now to the point that you have accomplished that goal, how everything is different now because that goal is just coming to life. That goal is real and it's happening. Now come back now over your timeline and flow back into now. I'm feeling like such it's funny that you had said calmness because I'm feeling that ease, that calm.
Yeah, especially from where we started at the beginning. So I feel a lot more calm now.
Is there anything that you want to share before we end the episode?
Yeah, I think just this has been such an interesting experience and something that I have seen you talking about before and past, and it's always been really intriguing. So this opportunity to do this today has been really, really, I think, uplifting, if you will, and very interesting to me how something that I think my conscious mind was aware of to some extent is very much linked to the subconscious without you even realizing that. And I don't think I understood how much that affects me in my day-to-day, like my today where I am, and even to how the attachment to that energy plays out in events in your life. It's like almost like you attract repeat kind of like situations or something, I think, until you like consciously choose to cut that off.
Definitely, because that becomes part of your programming. So then you'll just start attracting the relationships and the people and everything to just kind of fit that story until you choose to change that story. And I think for you, like, you're ready to change that story. So that's all you. So that's all the work you've done up to now showing up. So congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. We'll see you next time.